get to my exclusive review of the new film Step Brothers. I want to share this with you. This came to us from P1 Steve. He says, yesterday I went to see my grandson play narrator in a play about Jonah the whale. At about 9:50, the parents and grandparents were all seated at this particular school in Valley Ranch waiting for the play to start. And while the teachers were setting up the microphones, someone plugged in a mic into a jack and the ticket started to play loudly.
Oh, no.
Over the PA system, and no one was able to turn it off or turn it down.
What were we talking about at 9:50?
As I looked around, several dads were obviously nervous and tension-filled as they waited for some inappropriate crosstalk to come blaring over the loudspeakers, and there were nervous glances and giggles that started to fill the audience as the teachers were finally able to unplug the sound and eliminate the threat. It was a ticket moment shared by several P1s who are all thankful we didn't have to explain some drop to a bunch of preschooler moms. You've just lost a listener, P1 Steve. For some reason, he turns on us for that mistake. But can you imagine all the P1 dads and how all of a sudden they started white knuckling it?
Bottom whore.
Oh, jeez. So thank you for that little thing. Okay, so yesterday we were out on remote, and a P1 whom I believe is named Josh.
Josh?
He brought me a copy, a DVD copy of the film Step Brothers.
The movie that we've been trying to get you to see now for years.
Right. And I'm not opposed to seeing it, it's just I never could get a hold of it. Well, he brings me a DVD, so I think, okay, now I'm obligated. Plus, we've had such a Will Ferrell intensive week, him popping in on the show, and then all the rest of the junk we did with him.
So, oh, thank you.
So I figure I'm going to sit down, and I'm going to watch Step Brothers, and I'm going to clear my mind of all expectations, because you guys have sold this as the greatest movie of all time, and it's the funniest thing you'll ever see.
It's in my top five. For sure,
yeah.
For comedies. And I was thinking about my top five last night, which we can get to later, but I don't know that it's the greatest comedy ever or the greatest movie ever, but it is without question one of my top five.
It's funny. Funny. Especially if you're a dude. That is a funny movie.
You think it's
movie.
The funniest Will Ferrell movie that he's made?
Yes.
Yeah, I do too.
What's next on that list of Will Ferrell movies? Funniest. Anchorman?
Yeah, I'll or probably old go school. Anchor. Ooh, I may go old school then Anchorman.
Yeah, I think I would too.
All right, so
and Talladega Nights is up there. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed Talladega Nights. Mm-hmm. Probably fourth on the list.
All right, so I sit down and I start watching this thing. I got to tell you, the verdict is that it's really funny.
Told you,
really funny, and. It starts, you know, it's, there were some things that did bug me about it, like, I think John C. Reilly had a hard time staying in the pocket. We talked about staying in the pocket yesterday. Sometimes he is a little bit, he's playing a little bit too dumb. You can tell he's acting a little bit more than Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell was certainly in the pocket the whole time, but funny moments to me, of course, the drum fight. That's so disgusting. And he flops him out on that rack tom. He's beating the tom with his Schroeder. God, that's sick. And then just that whole fight scene was ridiculous. And I think that Mary Steenburgen, she is really attractive for an older woman.
You know, Ted Danson hits that.
He hits it constantly. He knocks the bottom out of that. And Richard Jenkins, I think his name is Richard Jenkins. You know, I interviewed him before right across the way over here for some serious movie.
Wasn't he great in that?
Yes. I didn't know he was that funny of an actor. He played the dad in Step Brothers, and he is hilarious. The funniest part of the film, not scene-wise, but just style-wise, is the cussing. The cussing is so over the top, and the way they speak to their parents, and the way their parents speak to them, like when they were asking if they could put their bunk beds together, and the dad says, I don't give a F. He's just so disgusted with them.
Will Ferrell going into that room, that was so great. He looks like such an 8-year-old kid. Dad, Mom.
Asking for permission for bunk beds. And they cannot grasp subtlety whatsoever. When their dad tells them, I don't give a blank, and they... okay, so, you're so saying, what's the answer?
Yes.
I told you the morning after I saw that movie for the first time, I came in and I was still laughing about how Will Ferrell cussed at his parents. It is so over the top and mm-hmm. it's so shocking when he's at the bottom of the staircase screaming up to his dad, you, you. It's just so disturbing, but it's so funny.
Yeah, when, and then after they give him permission to do the bunk beds, Will Ferrell's funny line of, we'll get so much more activities done. We'll get so much more activities done. And then little subtle things, like when the dad tells him, hey, we're putting the house on the market, Will Ferrell just asks quietly, is the house haunted? And they keep going. No one makes any reference to that again. But when he's talking to his female therapist, when he tells her that she's really attractive and everything, he's basically coming on to her, and she says, well, okay, I understand you may have feelings because of our comfortability. And he says, it's more than comfortability. I effing love you. It's just, gosh. It's so over the top, the cussing. When the dad says, you wrecked my
effing boat, you goon.
You goon.
That boat, video. Boat.
Their presentation, when they're trying to get investors for their company, Worldwide Prestige.
Such a stupid name.
Worldwide Prestige.
And here's the thing about that movie. Now, I'm watching it, and I'm thinking, okay, it's funny. It, you know, I'm watching it pretty critically. You know, thinking, okay, this is a little uneven here, whatever. But it's funny enough, and I found several laugh-out-loud moments as I'm going along. But the whole time I'm thinking, I know that the second and third time I see this, it's going to be that much more funny.
It gets funnier.
It does.
I was well aware that this thing's going to age well because it's so darn ridiculous. And that's what's kind of funny about it is there's not a whole lot of conceit to the movie. Like Anchorman's so stylized with the 70s stuff. The NASCAR, very stylized because it's about a particular kind of community and culture. And this is just them being just raw, stupid males.
Well, I heard about the fart.
Did you like the whole job interview scene where they go from place to place and the whole pan? Are you saying Pam? Pan?
Oh, pan. Okay, pan. Pam? It has a D on the end. There's no D on the end.
Two M's
that's,
then?
That's what the two M's was throwing me off. It was just such a waste of time.
I know.
Just like the pow!
See, now Rob Riggle kind of annoyed me. He was overacting in a few spots that just...
God, I thought he was funny.
He was reaching too far. Man. The mess up your face, I thought that was off.
Did you like... My favorite line of the movie was when Dale's trying to get Brennan to sing, and he finally sings, and Dale says, I can't even look at you. You have the voice of an angel. It's like a combination of Fergie and Jesus.
And you know, they really did pull it off at the end when Will Ferrell finally sings in front of the group of people, and he sings this pretty song, right? Mm-hmm. This kind of operatic song. And it was really... See, that's what's so hard to do in comedy, is to have sweetness and funniness at the same time, and I thought that scene really pulled it off. Because it was like this pretty song, and then they make it ridiculous, and then John C. Reilly's playing drums behind an opera song, and then adding in boats and hoes as backup singing. It was good. It was really funny. And like I said, it's going to age well. Obviously, it's aged well with everyone up here at the station, so I can't wait to watch it again. I think that the line of the movie, when I first saw it, now I hated that they made reference to it a couple more times after this, but after I first saw it and I just thought it was going to be an isolated line, I thought the funniest line of the movie was the dad when he said, I'm going to go down to the Cheesecake Factory and have a drink. It was when he checked out on Christmas. They're asking if they can open a present one night early where they could play with it and tire themselves out. And he doesn't even answer them. He just says, look, I'm going down to Cheesecake Factory and have a drink. Sad. I mean, just so sad. Cheesecake Factory. That's a good place to sit and nurse a drink. Anyway, it was funny.
Do you like how condescending Derek and his friends are to Brennan
gosh.
And Dale? They are so ridiculously cocky.
And you got to watch the movie extras on the DVD. Has anybody watched all that?
No.
A lot of alternate lines.
Yes, I have.
Some of those alternate lines are funnier than what's
probably
in the movie.
Probably should have made it in, yeah.
A couple of scenes deleted from the movie funnier than, or as funny, if not funnier, than several parts of the movie. One part that was in the movie I thought was really good was the dinner they're having with Derek, the obnoxious younger brother of Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell's out in the treehouse because he's not part of that dinner scene. But poor John C. Reilly just asked a real innocent question, what's a bonita? And they all act like he's completely disrupted the evening.
Yeah.
It was such a ridiculous, you know, non-commensurate response to his little question.
Right.
Are bonita fish big?
Yeah, that's what it was. Are bonita fish big? Well, it's a trophy fish, so yeah, I guess you could say it's big. Anyway, to continue, if we can get this evening, if there's any salvaging of this evening.
Like, all night.
And his own dad's getting all over him for it.
The family singing scene in the car is awesome, too.
You know.
Oh, come on.
It went
that's
on
great.
Too long.
No, that's awesome.
They didn't get in and out quickly.
No,
leave you wanting
fine.
More. Another one of Will Ferrell's great lines when he's yelling at that dad, I'm going to shove one of your hearing devices so far up your ace that you're going to be able to hear your small intestine as it produces S. Great movie, Step Brothers. Next on my list of movies that you're not going to believe that I haven't seen is Wedding Crashers.
I haven't seen that either.
Really?
Yeah. It's okay.
Uh-oh.
I mean, it's funny. It's not as good as Step Brothers.
Yeah, I've heard it was good.
Yeah,
but
it's okay.
Wow.
It's not a game changer.
I'm so happy you've seen Step Brothers, and I'm happy that you didn't meet it. And yes, you are right. Here in 3 or 4 years, it's going to be in your top five. My top five comedies, I was thinking, are Step Brothers, not in any particular order. Step Brothers, Napoleon Dynamite, Life of Brian, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. And I couldn't come up with a fifth. There's like a 10-way tie for fifth. But those four are definitely
up
there.
That's a pretty good list. Life of Brian's still my top. See, it's hard to compare because Life of Brian is like smart and has a lot of great points to it.
And Step Brothers is all cussing.
Yes, it's just stupidity.
Yeah.
It's just raw stupidity.
But there's a genius about it.
Mm-hmm. So it was good. Well, now you got me rethinking Wedding Crashers. Maybe I should just
watch
the other guys instead.
No, I think you ought to watch Wedding Crashers.
Well, you know, you oversold Bridesmaids to me.
I still haven't seen that.
I'm not the only one. The world pretty much did, I guess.
I watched Bridesmaids and thought, okay, I'm watching a rough cut of it. It's got some great moments. I mean, it just haven't finished the final cut of the film yet. No, that was the theatrical release. Well, okay. Anyway.
Glad you liked it.
Greatness.